Is there the potential to see some higher cash this week when we look at the cattle? Or is the holiday weekend going to weigh in? You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As Kyle Bumstead joins us this afternoon to break down what we see in this livestock complex. So what are your thoughts on this cash, Kyle?
First of all, thanks for having me back. It does feel like when we went home last week, there was a little bit of anticipation here that cash is going to be higher this week. And so I'm looking for no worse than steady. In fact, I'm looking for just a little bit higher cash here this week because I think the Packers might try to reel back their production here a little bit. I mean, it's a shortened week, obviously. They are going to be buying for a full week next week, don't get me wrong, but I think they're going to try to pull back their production just a little bit to try to prop that box back up and try to get up around that 340 mark on the choice. Now, that 340 mark on the choice just seems like a number we just can't quite seem to get above and stay above 340. So it seems like once we get there, that's where the consumer kind of kicks back, flips back just a little bit and says, nah, maybe it's a little bit too high priced. But we are right on the precipice here of grilling season. So once we get another 30 days in here, we should really see the demand start to pick up here, or should be picking up here in the next 2 to 3 weeks for grilling season.
What type of discount to the cash are we seeing when we look at this live cattle complex?
Well, when we look at last week's numbers here, when we look at the way things traded out, we're trading the April contract right now at 203.95. So that's where we're sitting as far as the cash contract. Last week, when we look at that 65 to 80% dress, we traded 205.58. That was kind of our average of everything, which has been down almost not quite $3 here from the previous week. So all grades cattle, the previous week we traded 211.14. Last week, the all grades cattle averaged 207.70. So we're looking at about $2 to $4 cash over the board right now. So we look at that June contract, we're looking at more like $7, $8, $9 here, $8, $9 here above cash above the board. So as long as that premium kind of stays there in the cash market, I don't look for any deliveries here against this April live cattle contract either, as we're getting that contract wound down here. We are in delivery of that contract.
And a cattle on feed report as well that'll come up on this shortened week.
That's right. We do have a cattle on feed report here that comes out on Friday after the close here. And looking at those numbers here, it's going to be very interesting here because we do have this Mexico border thing going on, and all the tariff talk you want to talk about doesn't really matter here. But it's just something here that folks are going to be putting a lot of emphasis on here, which really doesn't mean anything. But the estimate here from one compiled analyst here, we've got on feed estimate at 98.3. Placement estimate at 103.7, and the marketing's at 100.7. So there are a few little weather glitches here during the month of March here and there that could potentially affect some of those numbers just a little bit, but definitely something here that we're going to have to be watching out for here after Friday's close here to see how we open up next Monday and how we trade after that. So I'm really not putting much emphasis on it here. If we look at things are pretty friendly here as far as the cattle complex here for the month of March. I'll look at those spreads. So I do look for this to be somewhat of a friendly cattle and feed report.
What about weather concerns at this point? As we know that this another storm system is set to bring in, many folks starting to look at that pasture potential out there.
That's a very good question. I know we need some rain here in central Nebraska. It's dry, and it's dry, and there's not a lot of rain on the horizon here. So it will be very interesting here. I know a lot of folks are praying for rain out in this area, and north and south of us are praying for rain too. But you can get further east of us here over in that eastern Nebraska and west central Iowa area. A lot of folks are pretty dry over there too. So pasture conditions aren't looking too good right now here as we're sitting here in the middle of April. And we're looking at kicking cows out the grass here in about 30 to 45 days in a lot of areas out west here. So definitely on the back of a lot of people's minds. We do have some decent hay supplies around yet, but still one of those things. We need some grass. Otherwise, we're going to walk through that hay pretty fast.
And over to the grain side of the possible extension to some gains as we see the soybean complex?
That's right. That's basically in the new crop NOVE 25 here. That seemed a little bit of the most gains here today. We're up 3.75 to 4 cents here as we round out the session here. Looks like November beans here. Maybe going to close around this 10.29 area. Our high was 10.36 even, and our low is 10.20 and 3/4. So nice 16-cent range here. Looking out there though, they are. It looks like there's a little bit of bull spreading going on there buying the NOVE selling Jan 26. So that tells me that today the commercials are getting a little bit of procurement secured around there as far as looking at those spreads and how those spreads are acting. Now, a lot of folks are going to be all their ears and eyes are going to be glued to planning progress here because NAS starts out this afternoon. But again, folks, just some more made up government estimate numbers. I mean, people say, well, how can they come up with this number? How can they come up with that number? When they come up and compile these numbers, it's just driving through the countryside and it's a guess. It's just a guess compiled by the government. So just another guess that the government puts out and a lot of folks put emphasis on that really doesn't mean anything. So I do think, though, looking at the weather moving forward here, that's going to be the key driver here in both corn and beans. Planters, obviously, we're seeing the planters get rolling here this past week in both corn and soybeans. So that's definitely going to have some pressure here on the market as far as new crop corn. We're getting a lot of corn stuck in the ground. And one of these days, it's going to probably happen here at the beans as well, too. We're getting a lot of beans stuck in the ground, too, while the weather's good.
And finally, we did see some purchases coming from Japan to buy some U.S. corn.
Yes, we did. We did. And those purchases were likely made here last week during the roll sometime. And a lot of folks say, well, you know, how could you not see that, you know, through the spreads? Well, when you're looking at the Goldman roll and a lot of that spread activity that was taking place, it was tough to really find and see where there's commercial activity being done. However, it looks to me like there's a little bit of commercial selling going on here out throughout the corn complex today as the front end's kind of dragging us down. Now, we do have some other stuff happening here very soon. We do have May options going off the board here very soon. So that's going to be interesting to see how we trade those, with most of the volume and open interest going to be down around right now is around that 450 to 460 area as far as the puts and calls go. So I look for us to maybe try to gravitate towards that area here once we get towards expiration.
All right, sounds good. Kyle Bumstead joining us today to break down what we saw in the markets for a Monday. You're listening to the American Ag Network.